changing its name. If Lucy could have it her own way, she wouldn't even be in this situation right now. This whole scenario was getting weirder by the moment. Regardless, Lucy would always be eternally grateful to her aunt for sending her some of her winnings so that she could secure her own place and finish her studies. That was so kind of her, even if they weren't close. Her aunt was ever so elusive and traveled considerably. The saving grace was that her aunt's assistant, Maxine Summers, who knew the business very well, still stayed on after Lucy took over. It wasn't as if Lucy currently had much of a life. She wasn't in touch with her father, had very few friends, and rarely went out. She recently graduated with her master's in philosophy and psychology and was about to complete her PhD. Since teaching jobs at area universities were scarce, it seemed like a blessing in disguise at the time to have this opportunity to turn over her aunt's business and perhaps complete her studies later. At 29, Lucy wasn't exactly a social animal, but she really needed to get a life. A proper one. Okay, fine, I will get in touch with my lawyer, Mr. Petrie, and someone will get back to you on that one. After Lucy hung up the phone, she rubbed her temples again. Girl, you are not having a good day, are you? Her